Happy Tuesday, June 6th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we'll be reading and discussing Isaiah chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. And it reads, "The haughty looks of man shall be brought low, and the lofty pride of men shall be humbled, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. For the Lord of hosts has a day against all that is proud and lofty, against all that is lifted up, and it shall be brought low." Pride is an affront to God, because pride removes God from his place of honor. You know, there is an honorable pride, you know, the pride a mother or a father feels in their children. That is not what Isaiah is speaking about, and it's not what our nation is celebrating this month. What our nation is celebrating and finding pride in is what Isaiah speaks about just a few verses earlier, and what he says God will bring judgment for. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, it says, "For you have rejected your people, the house of Jacob, because they are full of things from the east and of fortune tellers like the Philistines, and they strike hands with the children of foreigners. Their land is filled with silver and gold, and there is no end to their treasure. Their land is filled with horses, and there is no end to their chariots. Their land is filled with idols. They bow down to the work of their hands, to what their own fingers have made. We have made ourselves idols in this nation, and we bow down and worship ourselves. This month especially, we worship what we would have to consider God's mistakes. The LGBTQ crowd, if they acknowledge God at all, are celebrating that they're fixing God's mistakes, or that God's word is wrong and man has figured out a better way to live than even the Creator could have understood. Our land is filled with idols, and the chief idol in the land is self. We love ourselves more than anything else, more than God, and that's an insult to the God who made and sustains all things. Your life, if it is good at all, has any joy or success, is by God's grace. Yet we've taken the praise due to Him and heaped it on ourselves and each other." Isaiah chapter 2 ends with verse 22. And what a fitting reminder for us every day, but especially this month. Verse 22 reads, "Stop regarding man in whose nostrils is breath, for of what account is he?"
Yeah, it says, "All that is lifted up will be brought low." It reminds me of the verses that speak of the first being last and the last being first. Those who take the seat of prominence. Luke 14 speaks of this parable, and it reads, "And he was telling a parable to the invited guests when he noticed how they were picking out the places of honor at the table, saying to them, 'When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not recline at the place of honor, lest someone more highly regarded than you be invited by him. And he who invited you both will come and say to you, "Give your place to this man." And then in shame, you proceed to occupy the last place. But when you are invited, go and recline at the last place, so that when the one who has invited you comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will have honor in the sight of all who recline at the table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So what people are doing today is worse than taking a higher seat at a banquet. They are putting their word as truth above God's word. They say their ways are better than God's ways. Their pride will be brought low on the day of judgment. But let's always remember to look at our own hearts and ask God to show us if there's any evil way in us.
And our pride quote of the day comes from outside the faith, but still a relatively smart fella and still relevant. This quote comes from Plato.
"The cause of all sins in every case lies in the person's excessive love of self."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.